all right. You know what day it is. You know what time it is. And it is Mission Possible. And yes, I want to put you in a mood. So I'd like you to listen to Leah. She's going to sing for you a minute. Come in and magnify the love. I know it might sound a little scratchy, but the effort is what it is, folks. Yes, this is the boss, RJ, and this is Mission Possible Radio Show. Yes, and it is 11-11-2007. Ah, I've been waiting an eternity to say that. I'm going to say it again, 11-11-2007. Ooh, what a vibe, and it's a Sunday, too. Oh, I wonder how we're going to top that. Well, tonight, folks, Mission Possible is opening up the lines. I know there's somebody out there that wants to ask me a question. Now, hold on to your socks. I know y'all are thinking, is that Madam Sativa going to be, is she going to be available? And I'm going to tell you now, she is available. But first, you know I got to give it up to the Creator. Thank you for another glorious week and another one to start. Veterans Day, oh my goodness. Everybody going to be remembering veterans, What does this mean, Veterans Day? Now, you know, I told you, I had to distance myself from stupid. Oh, it's enough that we have to somehow or another decide that we must do what that is anti, I consider anti-God, which is that we give in to hate and have to go to war instead of giving into love and having to go in peace, you see. So the boss is opening up the lines tonight for anybody that would like to talk about direction. Oh, my goodness, direction. And we do, like I said, have Madam Sativa. So I'm just going to go ahead and do what I have prepared. I'm going to switch desks here because I have two sites going on. It's kind of getting complicated here. I have my one site where the audio control is, and then I have this other site where I have things that are happening. Oh, well, there's a beep. That must be Madam Sativa. Oh, no, not yet. Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm crazy. That's what I am. I'm crazy. Sometimes I am. Yes, Madam Sativa. I know. It's in the cards. I'm five. I'm a five of clubs. I'm a five of clubs. Thank you. Thank you for connecting me. You know, I wanted to talk about the National Security Council. I want to talk also tonight, you know, until someone wants to talk about direction. And when I mean direction, I mean where we're going. What next? How do you see it? How are you preparing for it? These, you know my voice. If you listen to the Inside Hour, we got Dr. Leonard Horowitz. He get ready to launch the, and I do recommend highly that you go to the site in lieswetrust.com and go ahead and order and give a donation and get yourself a copy of the DVD and then start copying it and send it out like popcorn. This is what the people back during Watergate, you know, I started my show on June 17th, and I said that they would be dedicated to the 35-year look at Watergate and all that happened, and I believe that the counterforces at that moment were so strong that it had people stepping down and resigning and surrendering and pleading guilty to lesser charges and all kinds of things. Everybody was to the point where after, you know, from 1972 to 1974, Nixon fought it out, said he would be exonerated. And everybody remembers these things. Now, it's real important for you all to understand something so that you really get it. As you begin to figure the future, you need to look at the past, and you need to see how these people who have gotten away with so much, slaps on the wrist, a pat on the back, and off they go to do more crap. It is astounding to me as an individual living in the world how the world has not stepped up to the plate and just dressed us down a bit, you see. But they are, in a sense, because if you're looking at what's happening, money and the inflations and the Federal Reserve just announced that it's inevitable that we are in a slowdown and we are in an inflation schematic of a sort, and they've tried to hold it off, but they ready to give us the bad news right about the time and that we're supposed to be into the holiday season. But it's not going to be the holiday season if we don't stop this insane playing and begin to start saving our economy. There will be no reason to even think about the spring of 2008 in any other sense other than to be covering your own assets. And that's what the boss is. Everybody's on the carpet right now because everybody's got to cover their assets. And then when you start to do that, it kind of makes it difficult to be thinking about the humanitarian types of things that need to be also considered as we begin to, if we're going to slow down, then let's do it all the way around, not just in the jobs, soldiers, everything slows down. It's very difficult to prosecute a war in a time when you're borrowing on the future generation, and hey, and now, you know, you got your attorney generals all in place, you know, you got them, they're making the appointments, and they're talking to each other, and basically everybody really understands what's going on, and it isn't until we are able to do something together very quickly that we're able to offset this force that is coming at us. And it is coming at us. I mean, these guys are into the Bible, like I'm into the Bible, only they're into that book in creating the chaos that is predicted. And so we won't know if this is the natural order of things as it is in God's time, as it will be, but they won't last. This is the thing that the boss wants to let you know. That's what gets me up every day and has me singing hallelujah, glory, hallelujah. You know, I'm here, and that I have distanced myself as much as I can from evil, and I try not to invite evil into my space. Now, when you look at the past, you are influenced by certain aspects of our history, and one could go all the way back to Adam and Eve, but I believe that won't be necessary tonight. You know, it's only an hour show. Well, and even though Don said I could go as long as I want, I'm the last person. I am not into creating the opportunity for a talkathon. Although I'm hoping that at some point BBS will have a talkathon, a marathon, where we begin to tell you all out there, because we have the time, you know, to do it. It's a powerful medium, what we're doing. There are so many people who have spoken in the past in cassettes and in tapes and reel to reel, and before that everything was on microfilm and microfiche. Now, with the beauty of this tool, the computer, people can now encode and pass the information on quickly in small little discs, and they can go out like popcorn, and you don't need to call back a good message, you know, and if you're proud of what you do and what you've uncovered, you should just put it out there in the disc. Just fly those discs. I even like the idea that they are discs, that they're these little laser discs, that these little colorful things that are now so cheap to make that we might as well just flood the world with these interesting little discs. That, oh, what you got there? Oh, I got In Lies We Trust. Oh, I've been wanting to see that. Well, here, I'll just run you off, Kyle, or you just take it and you can rip it, rip it, rip it, rip it, rip it. Like I said, a long time ago in one of my shows, I don't know which one it is because it's difficult to be listening back. It's difficult to go back into the archives, even to just post everything. That's why it'd be nice to have somebody who wanted to listen to it and then just write in what you thought it was about, and then everybody will know what it's about, because half the time I don't know what it's about. But I do know that I have a need to say these things. You know, it's like for me, it's like, you look at all the advisory committees. This is a place to go when you start wanting to look at what happened to America and how now it is a police state of fascism, that we will probably be the first country to go to and decide democracy. At least I would have to qualify that with, because there's other countries that have gone fascist. But it seems like they've spent the last, since World War II, they've done a good job of surviving. Now, that is what we're talking about here. We're talking about people who had to change their plans, and then they saw early on that they weren't going to win the war, and that they had to go underground, and they did a good job of dispersing themselves across the world. And now I believe that the older guys who have, you know, swore allegiance to the dark forces, I guess, for lack of a better word, I like to say stupid. That's my code word for Satan, is stupid. When I see them, I call them stupid. You know, that's why it's easy for me to say get behind me, because they don't know. They never know, you know. And the last thing that Satan want to do is go up against the righteous one. Riotous versus righteous, oh, there's just no way you can win. And they know that. That's why everything is starting to escalate, and the old squeeze play is on. You see. These guys play baseball. But the man that I'm talking about, his name starts with a B, but his name is synonymous with the name Bush. And I guess the Patriot Act, it's fair for me to say that I can say Saudi Arabia still, and I can say Bandar, and I can say Bush Bandar in the same voice, and know that there is a reality of a relationship here with Saudi Arabia that needs to be explored and looked at. And there's a lot of journalists and a lot of people in the world who are saying, look at this, that it is true that the Bush are manipulated by the likes of Kissinger. You see, you got it all backwards if you think Bush is manipulating Kissinger. I mean, in a way in which you can look at it, you can look at it. I invite all of you to go to Charlie Rose, miss some enlightenment. You don't even have to buy him. You can just watch him in the little thing there, you know. He's got them all there. Go to his famous people thing that he was doing, where he was interviewing people like Brzezinski and Kissinger and Bush, and listen to these men. I mean, really listen to them with your life, not like, oh, they're going away somewhere. No, listen to it two and three and four times. Really listen to it with your life. Oh, my goodness. Hello?
Hi there.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm absolutely blessed. You know, I must be doing, I'm doing my show. You've been listening?
Of course. I've been waiting for a form all day.
Well, you know what? Go for it.
This is the form. Let me tell you, I don't even know where to start, but you bring it up. It actually started a long time ago, this thing's been planned. The whole global domination and Rothschilds, Rockefellers, we're going to destroy you and take put us in a police state. And they're working their plan. Right now, as far as I think a lot of us will agree right now, as far as government goes, our only chances, and we got to protect them like a national treasure, of course, is Ron Paul. You still there?
This is the forum. I'm letting you speak. I know you must have something more to say than that.
Oh, man. Well, I've been actually watching TV all day and watching these minions on the Fox News trying to make this thing sound like it's a good thing the dollar's devalued. It's going to increase trade. Okay. Yeah, right. Increase trade. It's gonna crush us. In fact, financially. But we just need to be strong. We gotta pull together, know it's coming, and you know, prepare for it. And you know, the only thing really is these animals are, and that's what they are. Their back is against the wall. So how do animals react in a situation like this? This is where we have to be careful. Who knows what they're gonna pull? I actually saw something on Fox News. It was quite scary. They were talking about terror attacks on the malls. Would it affect our economy? And I'm listening to these people actually have a conversation about this. And then I forgot what the name of the guy's show was. And he goes, well, you know, it would probably be something good like this to bring this country back together so we can get our security going again. And I was like, wow. I mean, I don't know if anybody knows about the new H.R. 1955. That's another final nail in the coffin. It's called the Homegrown Radicalization Anti-Terror Act. And they're going to put a whole new commission in place that's going to watch us, and they're attacking the internet. Their definition of homegrown terror is anybody that uses force or violence to further their political or religious beliefs. They're also going to ideologically based terror, anybody who thinks about using force or violence to further their political or religious beliefs, directed right here at us in America. It's insane. What they're trying to do. Just as long as we're aware, he doesn't get the coverage that he should be getting. Mainstream media, of course, because mainstream media is corporate money, and that's of course who runs the country or is trying to run the country. But they're losing control. And we need to take control. We need to get out there and grassroots, just like the way it's going right now on the internet, and these guys on the mainstream media, it's amazing what they say. They say, you want to bring our troops home? He goes, yeah, we want to bring our troops home. It's going to save us trillions of dollars. And we're going to get rid of the IRS and the Federal Reserve, too. How do you plan to pay for the government? Well, we'll save trillions of dollars by bringing our troops home. You know, it's and our foreign policy is nation building, which creates problems. And I don't know, I can go on for days. What else?
You know, it's kind of interesting because, you know, when Bush was deciding to run, he was governor of Texas and he was starting to run, his daddy had him go and talk to Bandar. That's where I was at with the Saudi Arabians. What's your slant on how we have armed the entire world and now we want to go and disarm the world? I mean,
everybody that's in place, like this general, the problem we got going on in Pakistan, we put him there. We put Saddam there. He was a CIA asset. We know it. You got pictures of Rumsfeld shaking hands with Saddam in '85 when we gave him all those chemical weapons. Go ahead, give him a try. See how they work for you. You know, and finally he said, you know, he didn't want to give up the oil. He didn't want to give up. He wanted to have control of his own country. And you know, from the day that they wrote the new American century, or what, I forgot the exact words for it. But they planned it long before 9/11 to go into Iraq. They just needed a reason.
And
the truth, here's a whole other paradigm, though. The truth of 9/11 is coming out even more so. I don't know if you know, if you've seen the movie Loose Change. Have you seen that yet, Loose Change?
No, but I know the day that it happened, I know that it was in the plan, and it had to do with money. And it had to do, it had everything to do with the relationship of the Port Authority. And it had to do with the older guy, Bush Sr., and at that time, McCloy and a few others that saw a way in which they could, like, triangular, like they shot John Kennedy's head off, you know, from three different directions. Just to make sure that he would end up dead. These men have done the very same thing. They had no mandate in 2001, and the taxes wasn't going to swing it, that they were and knew that they could pull this off because they had operatives that could come back around and do the work, and with the help of the Saudi Arabians and their ability to fly and to do other things and to work in secrecy, that they were able to construct the things that look like planes to the people. And if you tell a lie, and this is what Hitler said, you tell a lie
and it becomes the truth.
You repeat it often enough, and you make that lie big enough, it will eventually be spoken of and believed as the truth. And
unfortunately,
that's what happened. We were all mind-controlled one more time. It's like the levels of violence before our eyes. We were taken one step closer to our own demise. This is what the boss thinks. That
won't happen.
Just like Waco. Or,
yeah.
You know, we watched SLA. How old are you?
I'm 38 now.
38.
But I've only been awake for 5 years.
Oh, okay. Well, then, if in my shoes, then, you know, I've been awake since 57.
I'd be crazy.
All right. No, I'm not crazy. I'm resolved, and that's why Mission Possible is on the air. Because with all the knowledge, and knowledge is, you know, lack of knowledge is ignorance, right?
Right.
Okay, and they see knowledge as a sin. They don't want us to know. And now they are so sure of themselves. They are so sure of themselves that they don't care if we know. That's how close they are to getting ready to do what it is they think they're going to be able to do to us. Everybody that is talking about outer space, you know, and that there's something going on in outer space.
I'm sorry, where?
Everybody is talking about outer space.
Oh, outer space, yeah.
Outer space, and that there is a plan for us to be able to leave here and go into outer space. This is why they're up there, okay? They're trying to find out if they can go. And now they've sent rich people up. People that are rich can go up and back. So now you know that you can take people. You can take senators who are old, like John Glenn, and send them up and back.
Right.
You see? So they are steady working their plan, which has been left off, and this is why Mission Possible, we do our homework, and we stay focused, and people like Dennis Kucinich can ask the good questions in Congress that will just drive them crazy like we did back in 74. Why do you think Nixon had to resign? His back was to the wall. There's nothing else for us to do but to back this man who, in his own words, says he doesn't have the foggiest ideas about what to think about international foreign policy. This is a quote from George Bush Jr. You see what I'm saying? I don't have the foggiest idea about what to think about international foreign policy. And my dad told me before, I had to make up my mind to go and talk to Bandar. Now, wouldn't it be fair, before the Patriot Act just closes us down, and for anybody out there that's listening to me and this young man talk, wouldn't it be fair for us to ask what our relationship, what the Bush's relationship has been to Saudi Arabia for all these years? And that perhaps if we were able to just put our finger on somebody's point, we might just be able to make some sense going back and forth in history and see how we've been duped into this not-so-patriotic war that is being waged by a very small group of people who are trying to cover, as I started in the beginning of this show, their assets and are ready to take ours away from us at a moment's notice.
It's already in play, unfortunately, the transfer of wealth. In fact, if you look at you follow Cheney's money path. His money path now leads to Dubai. He's pulled out of all his American assets and moved it all into the euro and into other foreign markets.
That's a sign.
That's treason.
It's treason, but you have to understand who you're dealing with. This man was the number three check kiter back during the congressional scandals, back when they called it the Congress from Hell. He wrote checks, bad checks, for money he did not have. And this is before I'm trying to give you an understanding of who the vice president is. And not for just a little money, but for tens of thousands of dollars. Doesn't that smell of inside trading? Who needs to meet their margins when they're happening? Everybody's awake, and we can get these guys. That's why I like Dennis Kucinich. I like Ron Paul, too. I would like to see the unity, campaign, come about, where all people of reason that there are two good candidates out there for us to choose, and that we should just go ahead and let them have the floor, you know. Because
media won't allow it.
Huh?
The media, the mainstream media, is not going to allow it.
That's
the internet.
What's so wonderful about BBSRadio.com,
right.
Young man.
I agree
and
with you.
And that's what's so beautiful about this web, until they limit us, that there can be these wonderful virtual, where we reach hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people at a time listening to two reasonable candidates discuss their parties, you see. These two men have the ability to just inform us before we have to decide, you see, and let them be there. You see, if they go to the convention, and here's where it can help, and the bosses don't tell everybody out there, because you really are good for me, so you can hang in there until you feel like you need to go, because there might be somebody else out there who wants to get in, but I'm enjoying you. And the mission is possible, because I'm really up tonight to letting you know that the most important process in the whole process of electing the next president, and so that we are assured that we won't go fascist, you say, through the next election, that we are not forced to vote, because I see all of the candidates except for Ron Paul and Dennis Kucinich as leading us down that road of fascism.
Right, I agree. It's a false paradigm that they've set up.
Exactly. And so if we as Americans can get involved in either the Democratic or Republican Party, and we begin to organize these two campaigns, and for those who want to really switch around, just join the Republican Party and start running for Ron, so you can vote for Ron Paul and switch roles, have fun with it. But let's get to the convention where they think it's just going to be a nice little comfortable. Both the Republican and the Democratic convention are going to be just, oh, a piece of cake. But with the right delegates on the floor from all 50 states ready and poised to begin to discuss with the other candidates who are asleep and start to wake them up about the exciting possibility of holding the vote up for at least until the fourth ballot.
Right.
Then the news media got to follow the story. They can't make the story. You see what I'm saying? They
right.
can't control the people. That's why they keep us asleep. Now, if you hear what I'm saying, America, and you hear what I'm saying, what's your name?
I'm David.
David. Oh, I love it, you know, because I'm the Prime Minister of the Royal Bloodline of David, you know,
okay.
over here in Hawaii. You know, I don't know if you listen to Insight Hour on Tuesdays with Dr.
I actually just found BBS Radio last week.
Well, you're going to bookmark it, and you ain't never going to leave us, are you?
No.
No, and you're going to go into those archives. You see, folks, for those of you out there listening, this is how it works. And
yep.
that's why BBS Radio, you've got to support us. You can't treat us like stepchildren. There he is. Here's somebody that discovered last week this wonderful, wonderful stream. And now he ain't going to leave. He may have other bookmarks, but I'll tell you, if you start listening, you're going to know. What's your birthday? I want to, Madam Sativa, can we, you've got a young
November.
Man here who
you ready?
Has a birthday. What's your birthday?
November 28th.
November 28th?
1969.
Oh, my goodness. I was just getting ready to graduate high school. Ooh. And where are you calling from?
Palmdale, California.
Palmdale, California.
Yeah, one of the head points of the military-industrial complex. That's where they like to make all the, this is where the Blackbird originated from, the stealth fighter. We see funny things fly around up here a lot.
I bet you do. You know, when the whole war was officially over, a lot of the aerospace and different rocket experts, they were sent all down to California. You know, the key to the Union in terms of how we're going to take it back is to really look at Texas and California very closely in an upcoming time. And it's exciting that Ron Paul is from Texas, you know.
By the way, California has they moved their as far as the primary goes, the registration. If you want to vote Democrat, you have to be registered in the Democratic Party in order to vote for your candidate in the primary. If you want to be Republican, if you want to vote Republican, you have to be in the Republican Party in order to vote in the primary.
Exactly. But see, now that's what the boss is talking about. I'm talking about having the opportunity to participate in the ground floor, which is, you know, when they get to the convention and you see all those people out there on the floor.
The puppets?
Huh?
Most of them are puppets.
Exactly. They're the corporate puppets. But
right.
if we, the counterforce, because that's what I consider myself to be. That's what I consider BBS Radio to be, the counterforce.
Okay.
As they're coming at us, we're coming at them with a force. But it's a force that is cosmic, not atomic. It's not molecular. It's cosmic. You know
yes,
what
you're
I'm
absolutely
saying?
Right.
Okay? Thank you. What we're envisioning here as we begin to wake up is the exciting possibility of using it. My father told me this. Yeah, if it wasn't for my father really instilling it in me, because, you know, San Francisco politics is to be reckoned with. I mean, you know, when people are serious there, when they get mad, they shoot their mayors. You know, they just take them out. They arrange for contract hits. They do all. So San Francisco, you know, like you got Dianne Feinstein in the Senate. You got Nancy Pelosi.
Isn't that where Pelosi came from?
Pelosi from San Francisco, too. That should give you a clue.
And she's a traitor.
Huh?
And
yeah.
She's a traitor.
What I'm saying is Dianne Feinstein, you take her all the way back to Jonestown. You take her all the way
wow.
back to Harvey Milk. She's the woman who found Harvey Milk. She's the woman who calmly said, I have blood on her. She's holding secrets. She's holding secrets, you see. That's why she's in the Senate. Senate secrets. You can't be sitting in the Senate, unless you're holding secrets. Everybody. Now, you can't say too much about that when it comes to the Congress. You see what I'm saying? But there's a lot of people in Congress that are holding secrets. You see, so this is the reason why we have to push the issue now, because now is the time to tell these people that they're behaving like they have guilt. You ever dealt with somebody that you ever dealt with somebody in your life that's dealing with guilt?
Yeah. Oh yeah, you could see. You know, you look at Bush. Look at him. Just look at him. He looks insane. If I were to see him on the street, I would say that man is dangerously insane. And same thing with Cheney.
They drink Diet Coke.
They drink Diet Coke.
Oh, you think it's crazy?
It's
but it goes all the way back to 1947, man.
It's the aspartame.
It is a mind tenderizer, man. It opens you up. I'm going to tell you, you look at the people who are drinking Diet Coke. And I'm telling you, go and type that into the search engine, and you're going to see that it goes all the way back to 1947. The Nazis was experimenting with this stuff. And this stuff, when you take it in, makes you more susceptible to mind control.
Uh-huh. You know, I'll tell you, that was a part of my awakening, is I actually found aspartame on the internet, and I had this cycle that I went through, this horrible cycle of once a month it felt like my soul left my body and I had no control over myself and I didn't like anything or anyone, and I found this aspartame on the internet, and I read about it, and I'm like, my God, this stuff is horrible. And it was approved through Reagan when they did the FDA, millions of dollars, you know, the cereal company made millions of dollars off it, and this is a poison that just rots your mind away. It ruins all your collective tissues. It creates psychosis. And I know it because as soon as I stopped eating the yogurt with the aspartame, as soon as I stopped drinking any kind of diet or anything with the aspartame in it, my mind cleared up. It literally cleared up. And that was, I swear to you, that was the beginning of my awakening 5 years ago.
Oh, and let me tell you, our president is a methyl mind, you see.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, I know. That's funny. But it's tragic. And he's also addicted to sugar. So it's like putting on the brake and the gas at the same time. The man is hopeless. He's hopeless. He's a child. And you ever see how he waves? You know? I don't know, but they should do a whole compilation on the way the president waves. And the way he walks. Because he has what's called that gator taxi. He's fallen off his bicycle. I'm glad, hallelujah, that you are able to witness to what it is that I am saying, that is eating at the minds of the people who are trying to cover their own assets. And I say that with all due respect to all the people out there that are sitting in the Congress and the Senate. You all are keeping secrets, and that is the number one no-no, you see. And it's only been 60 years that you had an agency that you're able to even funnel all those secrets through and to make sure that their secrets stay secret.
Yeah, I think it's companies to keep them secret.
Yeah, you know what was scary for me? Like, you had an awakening. I always thought that our CIA that we had since, you know, this is their 60th anniversary, I thought our CIA did all our dirty work, you know. But now we contract all our dirty work out that our American agents won't do to Great Britain.
Yeah. Yeah. MI6.
This is incredible. We have people on the payroll who are from foreign countries who will guarantee to do the work that needs to be done that Americans won't do.
Of course, because how are you going to get an American to plant bombs in a building? I mean, how are you going to get an American to set up the biggest sham that was pulled on us 6 years ago? And it was, and you know, it's the insane thing is it's out there. And I say to the listeners, there's just been a new release. Loose Change was the first one. It was the first leading. It's over 100 million downloads. It's a two-hour film, and it goes over the facts of 9/11. Now, they just have, Loose Change just came out today. They just released it today. Loose Change, Final Cut. And it goes back, I mean, it goes over Flight 93, it goes over the Pentagon, it goes over, you know, the two buildings that were hit by airplanes that fell down and the other building that wasn't even touched by a plane that fell down with these firefighters that actually counted down and told people to run, that they were told the building was going to come down. And they have BBS BBS TV that actually is reporting on the falling of this building, saying it fell 9 minutes before it actually fell because it was actually scripted.
Oh, yeah. And this is what I'm going to say about loose change. And, you know, the boss is on the cutting edge of thought. Because I don't have a thought of my own. The Creator tells me these things. And what I'm going to tell you about, keep looking at that building. Everybody just keep looking at that building and pointing your fingers at that building, and then it's unreal that that building came down. And I'm going to tell you, that's kind of like looking at the bullets, how many bullets, the trajectory, and all from Kennedy. It
right.
leads us away from the truth of the matter as to why and who inside those buildings they was aiming to take out, and what was in those buildings and in the CIA buildings that they had to pull, even though they wasn't even damaged, really.
Right.
The one that they had
building
to pull.
Number seven.
What
yes.
is it that they were doing? And I say that when you look at that building that I, as a young girl, stood in the shadow of as they were building it in 1970.
Wow.
100 Church Street, as I watched the mayor, who now is running for president, who shook hands with Pat Robinson. You know it's getting good.
Yeah,
you know
no,
it's
no.
getting good. And
no,
we got
no.
things like BBSRadio.com, and there are journalists out there who have set aside enough money that they can well-time, and I'm believing that there's going to be a well-timed onslaught for the Bush administration, but it isn't to drive us over to the Democratic Party.
No. That's what they would like. That's what they're trying to do. They already
yes.
tried that move. And they
yes.
showed that the Democratic Party is a false paradigm. It's the same deal. We're going to get the same sham. In fact, it's already set up for Hillary to go in there and just totally lock us up.
Well, you know, she's a mafioso. That's why their whole thing with the YouTube, they picked the Sopranos to be their kind of like little ha-ha. You know what I'm saying? But she's tied in. There ain't no way you can be the wife of a governor of Arkansas, have been a Goldwater girl in her young age, then graduate. In her graduation year, she goes over and she takes a look at all the evidence that was given up in the impeachment investigation for Nixon. So now you know all the secrets about where the money's going, where Hughes is, where the subterfuge, all the CIA, and how the CIA and the FBI, and how Hoover was killed. It starts unraveling like a cheap suit, and then they make you a deal, you see. This is how you get to be a senator.
Well, right. They get you in the Senate. They get you locked up.
But they have to give you a little scandal, and you have to survive it, you see. The only way that you could be sitting in that Senate is to survive successful prosecution or avoid it.
Here's my main concern, and I have to claim my ignorance on Dukanovich.
Oh, you mean my man?
Yes,
Dennis Kucinich.
Thank you.
Yes,
the honorable
congressman from Cleveland, Ohio.
I need to sit down. I need to watch him because, of course, you know, I Ron Paul popped out, and you know, I've been following him for a year and a half now, and then I've done some research and listened to him speak because he's been, you know, 10 terms in the Congress. Now I need to listen to this other gentleman because I just hear Hillary, of course, mainstream, and you know, you hear Giuliani on the other side, and then you hear the other guys, you know, that make absolutely no sense. I mean, all he talks about is. You know, they talk about what if Iran is an imminent threat? Do you go to Congress to get an act, or do you go to Congress to ask for a war? And every person who's running for that office said, well, you sit down with the lawyers and you work it out. And then you got to Ron Paul. Ron Paul says, this lawyer thing's ridiculous. Why don't we just open up the Constitution and figure it out? He says, we're in a legal war with Iraq, which it is. It was never okay by Congress. And if you noticed, right after 9/11, the Patriot Act only came out, 6 weeks later? And it was a 900-page document? Boy, it sounds like it was written long before.
It was. It was, you see. If you do your homework, you understand that the Constitution, the new Constitution, was written in 1970. Now,
yep.
It took a long time for them to do what they do. We had to live through the whole Nixon thing. Then we had the Carter thing. And Carter, President Carter, when you really think about that Georgia man, he was Navy all the way, and he was a drug, gun-running president. And he maintained, and he was David Rockefeller's man. And he didn't do what he did unless he checked with everybody. And a lot of things happened, and a lot of weapons went into a lot of people's hands in a lot of different countries under Carter. And yet, because we as Americans are not willing to do our homework and to look at these people and to make the assumption that anybody who is running for president needs to be examined. Now, I'm asking you to examine Dennis. I really am, and you're going to be very surprised that this man has not compromised his stay in Congress at all, and he just recently called for the impeachment of Cheney, which is a good place to start.
Okay, that's who did that. Okay. Yes, sir.
All right.
Okay.
And the reason you start with Cheney is because you can prove that he is the man with the axe to grind because of his sitting on that Energy Council in 1999 and making that treasonous speech to the London Petroleum that they took off the Internet. But there's people that can get it to you if you want it, and you can just check
my
site.
Well, you know, Afghanistan. We put him there, and he was a former, he sat on the board, he was a CEO on the board of Shell Oil Company.
We put Pinochet in. We assassinated Allende. What I'm saying is, and these are things that are in the 70s. This is America. This is America. America has been Nazified. You see what I'm saying? It is where they all came after they so-called, quote-unquote, lost the war. And they surrendered over to America idea, but it is to bring us down, and they're doing a darn good job of it, because like you said in the beginning when we started this all off, is that people are leaving America and taking their money and switching it over into the euro and driving down and manipulating the gold so that even the economics of the day are not running under sound fundamentals. It's all being manipulated.
Does it make sense? Ron, they just had a finance meeting. Ron Paul was, I was listening to him, and he said he was talking to the director, and he says, the federal, you guys lower rates, and so how are we going to cover the debt? You just print more money. And he throws it right at him. He says, "Look, this inflation, it's a bubble that's busted." He goes, and the guy says, "Well, we might be headed for a recession." And Ron Paul says, "Like it is, we are in a recession. We're already there. The next step is the depression." You know,
exactly. And before we get there, there has to be a big that takes our breath away, because the last thing these men who are full of hate and guilt is wanting to have to listen to us tell them what to do now, because they're being told what to do by a whole other group of people, and they don't want to hear from us. So they've got all kinds of ways. And it's not paranoia. It's just good sense to know that for the past 60 years, the government, that secret government that is now showing itself, has to show itself, because it's got to up the ante. It's got to now run. It's got to show us something. It's got to be bad so that we cower down. We're not going to cower down. We're too smart. And like you said, with this thing here, with loose change, I'm going to ask everybody, watch it. But then after you do that, go floor by floor by floor, and then take the schematic of the Trade Center and look at each one of those offices, and then look at each one of those offices in terms of where they are now, and each one of those financial groups. Just take the ones that are stocked, or take the ones that were financials, and then look at what's happening with Citigroup today and all the loans that are being called in and the subprime loans. They were destroying evidence, folks. They knew that it's getting ready to crash, you see.
Yep.
And so they didn't want to have all these people looking at all these pieces of paperwork for all these loans and things that they know darn well, and all the money laundering from the all the cases for Noriega and beyond. And when you get to Iran-Contra, it all starts to fall.
And Ron, not to mention the three huge truckfuls of gold.
See?
Lots of gold was missing that day.
So everything was missing that day, and people were missing from work that day. That in itself is another place to go. You know, who stayed home? I know Willie Brown has a story about it because he was scheduled to be in that plaza. You see what I'm saying? But just like Diamond Lee, he changed his mind. Somehow or another, you know, Willie is connected to the mob, and I call him the mob because, you know, they starting to stampede us and they starting to show themselves, and I see them all the time, you know. I'm here in Hawaii and I see them. It's like, people just don't understand what's getting ready to happen, and as their neighborhoods fall apart and as their neighbors fall apart because they can't keep up and they're displaced, you're going to see more and more people desperately looking to get help, and that's why I became a reverend, you see, because the only thing I can tell people to do is pray. Pray, and then pray some more, you know what I'm saying, that the counterforces come, that the superheroes come to your rescue, you see. But right now, the only thing that you can do is pray, because you played. Now you got to pray that you can, because everybody knows, for those people in them subprime, they can say they were led down the wrong path, but it's been too long. And Americans, if you've forgotten that you're supposed to read the fine print, and that a good deal is too good to be
that.
True.
I mean, I bought my house right then, and, you know, I saw it coming, you know, 3 years before, because you get these people coming and moving into these $500,000 homes, you know, for $2,500 a month, because you know, they're on interest only for 3 years. They're not thinking ahead. They're not going to think 3 years from now, interest rate, their rate's going to go, and they're going to have to come up with the balloon payment. And they got this $500,000 home. Now their payment's $900,000 when they got that loan. The banks. I don't care who they're because these guys, I don't know who it is, but these guys are trying to go after. They're trying to point fingers already. They're trying to go after the home builders. Home builders are not responsible for who gave out the loans. And they're also trying to go after, they're making a run at Countrywide now. It was the feds that allowed that kind of lending to go on, okay? They knew what was going on. It was being set up. I'm right in the middle of it here in California. I'm watching the house. In my area, the way the market was at the time these people got in the house, most of the people are in their houses right. But just 40 miles down the hill in Valencia, California, where these houses were $2-3 million, they're going, you know, 40% foreclosures. And you know who's going to come knocking on the back door? Well, who's going to pick up these loans? It's a total sellout. I mean, because now this is the easy way for these globalists, for these foreign companies to come in and take our property for pennies on the dollar. That's exactly the way it was designed. That's exactly the way they're going to try to work it.
And so, David, I'm going to clear the line here.
Cool.
I'm
going to
tell you that you are welcome to call again next week if you have any information or want to just share.
Did my birthday tell you anything?
Huh?
Did my birthday tell you anything?
Yeah, it told me I owe you.
You owe me.
I'm your karma card. The boss is your karma card.
Okay.
You know, Madam Sativa, are you doing any readings tonight? Whoa, you are lucky, David.
Right on.
Before you hang up, Madam Sativa is going to give you a little insight about that.
I appreciate that. I can use a little right now.
All right.
Okay, great. Hi, David.
Hi there.
Aloha. Okay, well, this is a good opportunity to just say that to discuss karma cards in a way, because this is perfect. Everybody owes somebody, and everybody is owed by somebody. And the card that owes you is Boss RJ. She's Five of Clubs, and Five of Clubs owes the Five of Hearts. So I hope you feel like she was paying you a little tonight. I don't know. But, she's the card that owes you. So that was perfect. Okay, so let's see. Five of Hearts. All the fives are really into change. They love change and they love variety. Are you in need of variety in your life? This is crucial for the five. You know, some people can stay in the same lifestyle for 20 years. It's no problem for them. But fives cannot. They really need to have, they like travel. They love change. It's what feeds their soul. It's really what they came here to learn about. The Five of Clubs, let's look up your, I'm going to go to
Robert. Well, by all the Five of Hearts,
I meant Five of Hearts. Excuse me. I said RJ's Five of Clubs, so I know that card a lot. Okay, I'm going to go into Robert Camp's book, and I'm going to look at your line of destiny. And you are Rooster, yeah? Born in the year of the Rooster?
Rooster.
Yeah. So this year, so your year was 2 years ago. So you're in your 30s?
I'm sorry?
You're in your 30s? You're 38, yeah?
38.
Okay, so let's look at your destiny line in Robert's book, Destiny Parts. Okay. The biggest thing that Robert says when you're first starting a destiny reading is to look at everybody's long-range card for the year. That's the card that affects you throughout the whole year. And your long-range card for this year is the Nine of Spades. And the Nine of Spades is a very powerful card. It's the most powerful of all the nines. The nines are the cards that really, when a nine is on your chart, it means that something has been in your life for a long time and has been good for you for a long time, but now it's no longer good for you. And you're going to have to say goodbye to it. You're going to have to let go. The Nine of Spades is saying, and because it's your long-range card for the year, it's saying, yeah, it's going to look at your life this year, and it's going to decide what you need to get rid of, what you're still doing that's no longer good for you.
I agree.
Yes, is that what's happening?
I just need to narrow down what it is.
What's happening, yeah. This could affect you on so many different labels because it's your long-range card for the year, so you really have to see what it is. I'm going to look at what Robert says in his book, and look at what he says when you have the Nine of Spades in your long-range card. With the Nine of Spades, it's really good that whatever the universe is asking you to let go of this year, that you let it go. And the easier you let it go, the more it'll come back to you.
Oh, really, that was good insight.
Yeah, what's that?
That was great insight, actually.
Oh, excellent. Great.
I like that.
The easier you let it go, you'll be getting your blessings. If you resist, when the Nine of Spades is on your chart and you resist that ending, that the universe is asking you to make an ending, you just make it worse for yourself. You really have to just let it go, and it'll be replaced by something that's better for you.
I understand, and I just need to put my finger on what it is, and I know I'm getting close.
Okay. And all nines mean that, but the spades are the most potent. They're the elders of all the sacred symbols. First are the hearts, they're the babies, then the clubs, they're the adolescents, and then the diamonds, they're the adults, and the spades are really the elders. So the nine, all the nine cards ask you to let go, but when you have the Nine of Spades, it's the most potent of that. And as Robert writes, he writes, as the Nine of Nines, and that's really what it is, the Nine of Nines, the Nine of Spades is the strongest indicator of a year of important endings for you. You could end a line of work you have been doing for a long time or have to contend with health problems that cause you to make major changes in your lifestyle or habits. What's that?
I've been doing for a long time. I'm just coming off of work or disability. I just had surgery for the second time in 3 years.
You just had surgery. What kind of surgery?
Neck surgery. I'm almost bionic now.
Neck surgery.
I have two plates now, but I feel great.
Uh-huh. A lot of people have neck problems. The neck. Okay, the Nine of Spades is often associated with work and health problems or disappointments. But this is only if we are unwilling to let go of the things, people, jobs, or habits that are now surely ending for us. And what have you been doing for a long time? What has your job been?
As far as my habits?
Oh,
that would create that?
Uh-huh.
Probably all the stuff I did earlier in life. I was a gymnast. I landed on my head a lot. But also, later on in the past 4 or 5 years, I really haven't been taking care of myself health-wise, keeping in shape. And since this surgery, I actually have started. In fact, today was the second day I actually went out and started jogging again. I'm back into my health. I'm going to take care of my body again. And I need to put the time into it, not just once a week, do some sit-ups. I'm talking about actually physically get myself back into shape like I was when I was 20.
Excellent. Yeah, see, you're letting go of one thing, and then really, it's making way like your health problem is going to create a healthier pen.
But the one thing is the tobacco companies have got me.
Oh, yes.
I actually quit, and I swear, there's some kind of chemical in there that just, I just need to, at least once or twice a day, I have to have whatever, it doesn't seem like the nicotine. I've tried the patches, I've chewed the gum, heck, I've chewed the patch. And there's some kind of chemical mixture in there with the nicotine that actually It just allows me to not feel so tense. And it's just once every 8 or 9 hours, I just have to have a couple of hits off a cigarette. And maybe, in fact, I can guarantee you that's what it is. So I need to figure out, I just need to quit, that's all.
Well, I owe you, so I'm going to give you a suggestion. This is the boss talking to you
okay.
right now. I'm going to tell you that you need to explore cacao.
Explore, I'm sorry, what?
To explore the cacao bean, chocolate. The cacao bean, raw chocolate.
Chocolate?
Yes. You need theobromine.
Where do I find that?
You don't need nicotine. You don't need all the other E's, caffeine. You need theobromine. And this will take care of you. So
I want to know where to find it.
You want to know where to find it? Where
yes,
can
I do.
David Wolf's website.
Actually,
a better price is Pangaea.com.
Yeah, Pangaea.com. There you go.
They have really
okay.
good prices on it.
Did you get that?
What was that? One more time.
Pangaea, P-A-N-G-A-I-A.
Pangaea.com?
.com. Yeah, that's really good. They have really great prices on cacao and really high quality.
I am celebrating you and
right
encouraging
on.
You to continue to be and to try and wean yourself off the nightshades. And that
oh,
is
I'll do that. That's something I committed to
now,
myself.
Now, the way to do that and to get your lift in the day and to make yourself feel good is you must mineralize. You're lacking the minerals. This is you can't just throw the hammer away and expect you done hit yourself with on the thumb and expect it to stop hurting. Just
right.
get you through it. You can throw it all the way to New York City and it's still gonna hurt. So
right.
what you need to do is mineralize yourself. It's a mineral deficiency that has you want to smoke in the first place, okay?
Okay, I believe that.
And so the best way is for you to get over there to Pangaea and get yourself some cacao beans or cacao powder or cacao, but you start taking in the raw chocolate.
Okay.
Okay.
It sounds good to me. I love chocolate.
You look at it, and
this
if you
is very
go to,
bitter. It's not like the because the chocolate that you eat in the store that we get in the store is all filled with sugar
junk.
And wax. Raw
yeah,
chocolate
I know.
Is very bitter, but I love it. You get addicted to it as well, and it instead of like coffee is waking up the central nervous system.
Okay.
But not waking. Theobromines in the cacao, when you eat the raw chocolate, it goes straight to the brain. So it actually is waking up the brain. It'll give you a rush, just like the coffee. But it's waking up the brain and then the body. Whereas coffee's just waking up the central nervous system, not the brain.
And coffee has a negative effect because it is a burnt product, which is carcinogenic, which makes the stomach hot.
Oh, no, I don't drink much coffee. Charlie.
Oh, yeah,
that's
good.
You
yeah.
shouldn't drink any. Stay away
it's
from
my vice. My vice is the nicotine and
the tobacco.
Yeah.
We were both ex-smokers.
Oh, yeah.
Both RJ and I both were ex-smokers, and I know how the addiction is very. And now today I hear they put the really addicting chemicals in there. They put formaldehyde. I'd say one of the ways to quit is to find out all the chemicals that you're actually smoking when you're lighting up.
Mm-hmm.
There's all kinds of heinous things in there. I hear there's 5,000 chemicals that you're actually burning when you smoke a cigarette.
Right, and you know I worked at my family owned a funeral home, so we actually I know all the research on it.
You did the research.
Watched my dad.
You're familiar with formaldehyde, then, right?
I'm very familiar with formaldehyde.
Are you a meat eater?
Yeah, I know it has formaldehyde. That's
no,
the big
no, no.
thing.
I said, are
thing.
You a meat eater?
Am I meat? I do eat meat, but not as much as I used to. I actually cut.
Okay.
Cut way back.
I'm really trying to tell everybody what it is that formaldehyde is in cigarette smoke. It's also in the work that you do, and there is a virus, the SV40 virus. You can type this folks into the search engine, SV40 virus, and you can see that formaldehyde is the promoter for this tumor growing virus. So
wow.
What I want to say to everybody is that if you're eating meat, the vaccinations have this SV40 that does not get destroyed in the meat and cooking process. You're taking it in. If you're around cigarette smoke, you're around formaldehyde, you could actually trigger. And this is why a lot of people are coming down with cancer. Like, you know, they wake up and they got a cough, and the next thing you know, they got a lump.
Right.
Yeah, this was a conflict where they're giving vaccinations to all the cows. So all the meat you're eating has all been vaccinated.
So and it is designed.
What's that?
It is designed.
Oh,
well,
yeah,
it seems like it is. It couldn't really be a coincidence.
Serendipitously. See, they discovered their evil by accident, and then they used it as a weapon against us. You see, this is the thought. This is how stupid things.
That's a whole new thing. In fact, there's another movie. It's called Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. It's by Alex Jones. It actually talks about the whole eugenics thing. It talks about the bioweapons. It talks about the transhumanism, and it talks about how the Rockefellers and the who's the British ones? The British people. You got the Rockefellers and the
Rothschilds.
Thank you, the Rothschilds. How they're gonna figure out a way to keep them alive forever, and they better figure out a way to keep themselves alive forever, because if they ever have to go meet the Creator, I wouldn't want to be them.
Well, you see, that's why we have Mission Possible, because my father told us, and you repeat after me, and I would love, because we've got to come to an end here, because believe it or not, the hour is done, and although Don loves to let me go over, I try to run a tight show. So, David, will you and Madam Sativa repeat after me and everybody else out there in listening land and bbsradio.com, and don't forget to listen to Insight Hour. David, Madam Sativa, we the unwilling.
We the unwilling.
Unwilling.
Who have been led by the unqualified.
Who have been led by the unqualified.
Have been doing the unbelievable.
For so long.
With so little.
We now attempt to do the impossible.
With nothing. Amen to that. I want everybody out there to remember this is the understanding. And when you check it out, and when you really look at it up close, don't take your eye off the prize. And the prize is the surprise. I'm Boss RJ. This is Mission Possible. You were listening to David. You were listening to Madam Sativa. I know that maybe there were a lot of other people out there, but we're going to get more disciplined about this. I have some news next week. I will be dealing with Jonestown retrospective and the Moscone and Harvey Milk debacle in San Francisco that put Dianne Feinstein and Nancy Pelosi in the places of power in the state of the
I'll be sure to listen.
So stay tuned to Mission Possible. And listen to Insight Hour on Tuesday with your truly with Dr. Leonard Horowitz and In Lies We Trust. Check it out, folks. You need to get it. Sit down, will yourself to understand this whole thing called genocide, biocide, and eugenics. It's happening, folks, and you want to stop it? Take back your sovereign bodies and spirits. David, thank you for being on my show.
Madam, thank you.
As always, you're insightful, and I hope to grow, folks. Help me stay on the air. If you want to make a donation, you know, just call Dawn and say, you know, I want to make a donation at Mission Possible so they can stay on the air, because, you know, I might have to stop doing this.
No. We won't let that happen.
All right. Well, then, email blast going out tonight. Thank you about that, and I love you. I'll see you all next week. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.